Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Steve Kuhl, Director of Multifamily at the FEI Group. Steve, how you doing?
Kemp, great to be here, and like most of your listeners, big fan.
Thanks a bunch. You know, you and I have done a FloridaDaily interview 7 years ago when Tarkett launched its ProGen product, and you were the product manager over that. Let's talk about what you're doing. You are Director of Multifamily at FEI Group. You took that role in February of this year. Prior to that, you had left the flooring business. You spent 5.5 years in the roofing business with Seaman Corp. But prior to that, you spent 6.5 years at Tarkett. And prior to entering the flooring business, you were a professional actor and did some Shakespeare.
Yeah, I was. I've had a very interesting career and a very blessed career. Even, you know, prior to corporate America, but a blessed time at Tarkett, great mentors and leaders there, had a fantastic time at Seaman Corporation, leading the commercial roofing division and also engaging with large multinationals on the data center and industrial side. And now at FEI, I'm just so pumped and so thrilled to be here. But yes, I was a professional actor and actually taught acting at Temple University.
All right. So tell us the two big questions first is why back to flooring and then why to the FEI Group?
Great questions and kind of obvious ones as well. For me, I mean, there's a ton of reasons why FEI and flooring. I love the flooring business and have a ton of friends and relationships still there. But the two biggest reasons why FEI, number one, Max Holland, Max, and I worked together at Tarkett, and he fundamentally changed my career. He and Amy Foster approached me for an opportunity and given the opportunity to work together with Max again. It's one of those things that you just can't pass up. You know, related to FEI specifically, and I think most of your listeners know this, there's a tremendous legacy with FEI and Floor Expo. It's rooted in this deep passion for the independent entrepreneur, you know, built by Dave Giesling, Graham Howerton, Andy Hogan, and others. And to be honest with you, over the last 90 days, I've seen it. Like, it's just amazing the relationships that they have built and just so humbled and challenged to be a part of it. And the ability to share that story to new members and even owners in the multifamily space, it's going to be a blast.
I got to share with you that in my pocket right now and every day is the plus sign coin. Dave Giesling, part of his trademark. And, you know, he died of a Widowmaker, and I had one and survived it. So I think of Dave every day.
The relationships that have been built over 15, 20 years, it's just truly amazing. I mean, my entire career, we've talked about the importance of relationships. And FEI Group has just taken it to a whole another level and just so humbled to just, you know, be a part of it and contribute to it. It's just amazing.
All right, let's talk about multifamily. That's what you're focused on.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you Google the topic, you learn that there's headwinds now. Starts were down 14% in 23, and the prediction is that they'll be down 20% in 24. So tell us a little bit about what's going on in that business.
Yeah, but they're still, listen, flooring, the pipeline's a little bit longer out, too, on the flooring side of it. I mean, there's a ton under construction, and there are a ton of starts, but you're right. You know, as we kind of get to the back half of 2024 and 2025 on the new construction side, it's certainly going to fall off. But I think that's a natural resetting of building, releasing, building again. The truth of the matter is the multifamily space is short around 5.4 million units that they're going to need to put in place, you know, between now and 2032. So it's really like, as I'm learning the multifamily game, it's shocking. There's a lot of work to be done. I think organizations like the NAA are doing a tremendous job around legislation to kind of help with that around starts. And that's on the new construction side. But as you know, the bulk of our members are around the churn flooring side of the business as well.
Right. So that's when a tenant moves out and they take a look and they decide, was it time to refresh the space? And, you know, that's been, you know, like one of your members, Ready, that's been where they've made their money. And that's because they can go into a complex, they keep it in inventory, and they can have that unit ready to rent the next day. So that's a big part of what your members do, right?
Absolutely. And I think those actually maybe have more significant headwinds and these kind of existential aspects to it that, you know, I think everybody's seeing it in the market. And there's a lot of reasons why that's occurring. The simplest way people explain it to me, like as I'm learning the game, is that any improvement or dynamic that helps an individual or a family to move into multifamily or move from multifamily to homeowning or upgrading within multifamily, that positively impacts the churn business, right, in a positive fashion. So the more fluidity between multifamily and home, right, that improves fundamentally the churn business. But the opposite is also true, right? So what's happening in the market today, I mean, if you look at one of the things that I'm tracking is this buy-to-rent premium, right, which is the difference between how much does it cost for a family, a homeowner, an individual to either own a home through mortgage and principal payments and all of the taxes and insurance associated to owning a home or renting. That gap right now between the buying and renting is the largest it's been even pre-housing crisis in 2006. And the truth of the matter is it's been elevated like that for four quarters now. And so the net result is that you have a significant lower share of renters that have even a desire to own a home or even actively looking, which obviously negatively impacts the term business overall. We all see it. I mean, I think every homeowner sees it and even tenants see it as well. It's a reality that we're living in. You know, the bulk of our focus is going to be at an ownership level moving forward. The ownership is experiencing significant cost increases, particularly related to insurance and tax. And the truth of the matter is, like on a rent side, they're not able to increase the rent and capture the rent. And so they're having to make cost decisions, which are definitely negatively impacting the flooring side churn business, meaning that, you know, they need to make a choice around the flooring. Do they repair it and clean it, or do they replace it? And so as that pendulum of cost swings, they're going to be less likely to replace it as well.
Well, that's the last question we've been watching. And the last time you and I did an interview, it was around rigid, resilient product. We've been watching the shift from apartments having carpet to switching over to LVT, which is a more expensive initial cost, but they hope to get longer service life out of it. What are we seeing there?
Well, yeah, definitely the share is going more and more towards LVT. But the truth of the matter is this cost pendulum, they need to make decisions around, you know, economic costs, short-term and long-term as well. But carpet is certainly a viable option, and it's, you know, absolutely present in the multifamily space. And it is, you know, individual market dependent. Some markets are still heavily carpet and some are going more and more towards LVT. The dynamic is very fluid and it's very market to market as well.
Okay, Steve. Well, welcome back to Flooring. I hope you stay until you retire. Again, been talking to Steve Kuhl, the director of multifamily with FEI Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.